This meeting is now being publicly recorded.
We will open the meeting at 10:32 a.m. Good morning, everybody. Have we got any attendance, apologies, or leave of absence?
We have an apology from Councillor Hodder. And I'll just note for the record that Councillor Payne, being in person, is chairing today's meeting unanimously.
No leave of absence for the 19th of December.
That one's just to note that there's none for today. There's a future item for...
That's right.
That may not be here.
Disclosure of interests.
Neil.
The 17, will you be putting one in for 17.1 for staff matters? Councillor Croon.
Which one? That was for... public question time. Neil. Response to questions taken on notice. Neil. Questions taken without notice. Petitions, submissions. Neil. Notice of matters to be discussed behind closed doors. 17.1. Any applications for leave of absence? Neil. Announcements concerning meetings attended. Raoul, myself, Ian and Raylene attended Q Parliament on the 22nd, 21st, sorry, of November.
Yep. Yes.
That was a pretty good meeting, I thought. Good to finally go to one, wrap my head around things a little bit. I think, Raoul, you had some good points there, didn't you, on...
Yes. Guess and it's put on the table again our problem with mammogram, St. John Ambulance, the nurse, dental staff and really upset because all the time work sended some people only for working a week or 2 weeks or replace somebody, but bottom line, no bloody solution. And this is the Cuba line. Myself and attended 29th October Grand Commission hearing in Yalgu, and 31st October Morowa and college graduation with Ian, and the 4th local emergency management committee in Yalgu with Ian, and the 7th November 14 regional road group in Geraldton with the supervisor, the foreman, and Ian. And the 20 have a meeting with all the president, the Q Parliament. And the 21st, the Q Parliament meeting. This is what I attended.
Easy. 9.1 minutes of the audit. No one else attended anything else. Minutes of the ordinary council meeting for the 24th of October 2025. Officers' recommendations that the minutes of the council meeting held on the 24th of October 2025, as attached, be confirmed as a true and correct record. Can somebody move it, please? Angus?
Move it.
Move Angus. Forward. Second row. Put in vote.
Vote.
4-0. 11.1, technical service report. The council received the administration report as of the 31st of October 2025. Somebody move it.
Move it.
Yep, we'll go. Raoul moved. Angus, somebody second it. Angus. All right, any questions on that one? All good. Put in vote.
Yes.
4-0. Point 2, technical service report. Officer's recommendation, that council receive the technical service report as of the 31st of October, 2025. Somebody move it.
Move it.
Oh, yep, Raylene's first. Somebody second it, Raoul second.
Yep.
Raoul second. Any questions on that one? Good.
The tennis courts are looking good. So we finished the CSRFF grant funding for base on that. So yeah, that's all good. Sealing of Yalgoon-Ningham Road finished as of Sunday.
We're doing the grid on the Moira boundary, which is part of our CIP, which is getting finished off this week. And the guys from Safe Roads are coming out and doing the approaches on that, which finishes that whole lot of grant funding out. We've got road contracting out there at the moment, doing some widening to a bit further up from what's been widened already. That lot will be finished 25th, 26th of January. And some further boxing out from our guys after that.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, the tennis court does actually look really good.
Yeah. Yeah, the caravan park's already had a game of bowls on there, and
yeah. I think the idea now is to put a border around it, and we can use it multi-use.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Get some cricket going in there.
Yeah, 100%. Absolutely.
All right. Put in vote, please.
Yes.
4-0. Point 1, list of accounts. Officer's recommendation, that council received the list of accounts paid during October 2025 totalling $1,671,364.41 from the municipal bank accounts. Somebody move it.
Move it.
Yep, we'll have Raylene move that one, I believe. And second it was Angus. Any comments on that one?
I have a question, Eden 92.
Yep.
This is a 2000, this Federal ID training is 2000, yeah. May 2023.
It was disputed, but then it was found that we did in fact owe them the money.
Okay, all right. Yeah, this is my question, that's it.
Yep. Any more questions or comments on that one? No, put in vote.
Yeah. Yes.
4-0.
Insurance and the hotel were why that was higher than we would normally be on just a general month.
13.2, investment report. Officer's recommendation that council receive the investment report as of 31st of October 2025. Somebody move it. Raylene. Somebody second it. Angus.
Second it.
The just on that one, as of this morning, we've transferred $2.5 million of our reserves over to a term deposit to the end of March, and at 4.15%, that'll net us just short of $35,000. So yeah, just having them back in the term deposits now that we have a bit more of a cash flow understanding, and yeah, the rates have come in. We're yeah, things not needed for operation. We're making sure we're earning a bit of money on again.
And how much is that? Sorry, 2.5.
Yes, of that 3.2, we've put 2.5 of that into a term deposit. Yeah, which will get earn about $35,000 by the end of March.
Yeah, 5 months. Yeah, that's pretty good then. Any more questions or comments? No. Put in vote.
Yes.
4-0. Uh, 13.3, monthly financial statements. Officer's recommendation that council receive the statement of financial activity for the period ending 31st of October 2025 in accordance with Regulation 34 of the LGFM Regulations 1996. Somebody move it.
Move it.
Yep, Raylene move. Rail second. Any questions or comments on that one? No. All good. Put in vote.
Yes.
4-0.
On page 40.
14.1, general report. Officer's recommendation that council receive the CEO's general report. Somebody move it.
Move it.
Yep, we'll go moved. Well, second, Raylene. Yep, any questions or comments on that, or Ian?
The... oh, yep, shoot.
If possible, Ian, explain a little about the Grand Commission.
The yes, so the information we received from them, we've recently done a revaluation of our road network. One of the more interesting little stats of that is in our online database system, we'd never recorded the stock grids as an example. So we've found 150 stock grid sections that have now all been entered. That's on top of just culvert information and road condition information and yeah, the sections that we've sealed since we last did an update. We've made sure that that information has now been pushed through to Main Roads, and then the Grants Commission or the state government accesses that information from Main Roads. So when they visited, they went over how they allocate all their money. They allocated on a asset preservation, so the assets that all of the local governments have, and they work out what's required to maintain them. But then at the end of the day, they've only got 10 or 20% of the total of what would be required. So then that just gets scaled right down. But it means that us putting all of that information, that asset information through, we will receive adequate or fair share under that arrangement.
What about, Ian, the regional development infrastructure and transport for the federal?
Preliminary report came out just before the last federal election, and essentially that report said that local government is underfunded, but the government chose not to move forward with it at that time. The Shire did put a submission in back then, might have been a year and a half ago now, and we contributed to a hearing alongside Geraldton and Chapman Valley down in Parliament in WA when the feds came over. They've reopened that now, so ideally I'll try and prepare a new submission, mostly talking about the recent changes, so the mining miscellaneous rating changes, what was determined as fair by the Supreme Court and what's been decided by the state government, our ongoing issues with DFIS funding. Just to highlight examples of where money is and isn't making it through to this sector, that's kind of what their new terms of reference is more focused on. So we'll try and have something before that's due in February next year.
And what you said is the draft submission will provide priority to the 3rd of February 2026 submission deadline.
So I'll just have an item that I'll present to council to get endorsement for. It's just got to happen before then. That's when they close off their submissions.
Okay. Thank you.
The Jokers Tunnel, we've had, the lawyers have had multiple hearings on that. We've had returns received from the mining proponents. So that's still in the works for a hearing in February, middle of February, with multiple witnesses. We've submitted our planning lands and heritage application for that. We haven't submitted one yet for Regiminda. But we did complete the one for Joker's Tunnel, so we know how to jump through the hoops for that now. The novated vehicle lease, I've just made sure that I've reported that to council, so the council can claim the GST component for what's taken out of my pay to pay for the vehicle, but we administratively haven't done that, even though that's what it says in the agreement. So it's a couple of extra payments that are going through to the car company that I'll be able to draw on for the servicing of that vehicle. So it's just something that under the agreement should have happened, but we didn't do it. So that's been reconciled by a third party. I don't think there's anything else generally. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Any more comments or questions from anyone?
The only thing is about the Jokers Tunnel with the project that is mine, I think is not really going ahead because it starts delay, all the cheeky stuff, you know, he tried to push the Shara, you know, to the wall, but I think it's not going to happen, you know, in the future.
Touch wood.
Yeah. Speculation.
We will put in a vote.
Yes.
4-0. Council meeting dates for 2026. Officers recommendation that council adopts the following ordinary council meetings for 2026 to be advertised locally. Somebody move it.
Move it.
We'll go Raoul, move. And Raylene, second. Any comments or questions on this one?
As far as we can see, none of them interfere with things like public holidays. September, I believe that worked quite well just for councillors being away and having the zone meeting. So we were still had the opportunity to have a special meeting in that. People were together, so hopefully that's not the case next time.
It's the same as
this calendar year.
Put back one day, basically.
Friday. Yep. Last year we moved. We had a couple of Wednesdays and other things for things like Australia Day that sat, or Anzac Day that sat partway through the week and interfered with those weeks. But that doesn't look to be the case this year.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, that is seems good. Any more questions? No. Put in vote.
Yes.
4-0. Fourteen point three NRMA vehicle charge proposal. Officer's recommendation, the council accepts the proposed lease of a portion of 11 Gibbon Street, Yalgoo, and delegates its execution to the Shire President and Chief Executive Officer, pending no public submission being received by the 3rd of December 2026. Somebody move it.
Move.
Moved was Angus, and second was Raylene. Any comments or questions on this one?
it's really straight.
Yeah, so council have already effectively approved this, but we just found an error in the original advertising, so we've gone out for public submissions again, haven't received anything to date, and this will only be effective provided we don't receive any submissions by the 3rd.
Yep, no, that's sounds good. All right, put in a vote.
Yes.
4-0. Fifteen, notice of motions. Nil. Any urgent business?
One thing the child put in the bull dust, you know, the survey, you know, for the health. I think I need every councillor in the table push it up for the people involved in this stuff, because in any discussion everywhere the people are always taking around numbers. You know, I think every councillor is responsible, you know, for pushing to everyone, you know, finish the survey, because it's really important for the number for us. You know, it's a one thing in there. And another thing is with the cameras. I don't know when it's prepared, you know, for starting to install the cameras in the street.
So on that one, we have been working with a company to try and do the Wi-Fi or the communications component through a grant.
Yep.
So we are waiting to see if that one will be considered.
Okay. And I'll, the survey on that one, yep.
Yep.
That's it for me.
Anyone else? Any urgent business? No. Matters for which the meeting may be closed to the public.
So it is discussing staff enterprise agreement, so we can just get a motion to move behind closed doors, and then we'll go from there.
Yep, so... So we have to ask...
Close the meeting.
No, we have to move the motion first.
Yeah, so just under 5.23A, which is a matter affecting an employee or employees. Yeah, so move, just a motion that says move behind closed doors under 5.23A.
Yep. Does someone want to move it? Because we have to... Somebody move it.
Yeah.
Angus. Boy. Second. Row. Put in vote.
Yes.
4-2-0. That is all good.
If Raylene's able to head out, that's that declaration of interest. Yeah.
Yes.
And then the other councillors, are you guys happy for the other executive staff to stay? No qualms.
Are we going to have a quorum?
The quorum is 3, and that's just, we just can't make an absolute majority decision. Yeah.
People have to leave now.
Yeah. You can come back. You have to come back after. Yeah. I'll come and get you.
I know, listen, Mr. Crown, when you attended the meeting, I know have a record here. She attended the Q Parliament.
Yeah, sorry, I did say that at the start. I did, yeah, on the... What was it, the 21st?
Yeah, so. Councillor Croon was at that. Councillor Croon was also at the Grants Commission hearing.
Yeah, because for the record, you know?
Yeah.
And, Mr. To the President, is it possible you organize for me, please, the helicopter for Saturday? Pick me up from Perth?
Yeah, maybe a jet might be a bit easier to access, but...
Thank you, Mr.
President. We'll just close the meeting. Meeting to be closed at 11:15. Dean, too easy. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, guys. I'm sorry for not being there.
Thank you.